This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was listening before. Dan Plesac, my colleague at MLB Network, you mentioned 18 years in the big leagues. Hard to believe, never on the disabled list, what they call the disabled list. 18 years, no obliques, no nothing.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
I think that he's a picture of health and a model for fitness. How did that happen? How do you pitch that long in the majors without even going on the injured list?
It's his attitude. You talk to him. I mean, the guy's happy about everything. I mean, he's even happy about the White Sox. So, you know, I think that helps.
That's hard to do these days, John, but happier times for the Cubs on the north side. Let's start there because I really found interesting what you wrote last week in the New York Post and obviously addressing the elephant in the clubhouse. PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, off to an MVP-like start, having numbers that projected having 44 homers and 44 stolen bases. The price keeps going up. They have approached him earlier this year. There was a story about that, long-term contract discussions, but I don't know if they got anywhere. What do you think is the future for the Cubs and PCA as it pertains to his contract?
Well, they better sign him. I mean, I don't think they have any choice now, and we're not talking about enormous bucks. I mean, this isn't a Tucker situation. We're talking about a guy with a bunch of arb years to go, and you know, he may not sign long into his free agency, but you got to sign him and get at least 1 year into free agency and hopefully 2 years. As I wrote in the Post, they offered $60 to $70 million, presumably over 7 years. I heard it was $66 million, which, you know, it was kind of patterned after the Lawrence Butler deal, the Tovar deal with Colorado in the mid-60s, but the Cubs have been watching. They know that that wasn't enough at this point. You know, he's an MVP candidate, so, you know, they've had some talks since then, and they are still trying. That said, it's going to be that much more difficult. While he probably or might have signed, I'm guessing now, if he might have signed for, you know, $90 million earlier, you know, maybe it'd be $140 million now, something. You know, I mean, the price is going up exponentially based on his play.
And what does that look like with Kyle Tucker, obviously, as well, who a lot of people hope to, that he's extended as well?
Yeah, that's a whole different ball game because he's a free agent after the year. It's very rare to see a guy of that stature sign a free agent deal with less than a year to go. With a year to go with a new team, there have been a few instances. Francisco Lindor obviously went from Cleveland to the Mets, where they're spending a lot more money. Crochet from the White Sox to the Red Sox, where they're spending a lot more money, and obviously, you know, felt like they're going to be a contender in early, you know, in the next few years. So different situation, but there've been three or four of these guys who've done it. It is very difficult. I did talk to Kyle Tucker when he was in New York. You know, it was probably a few weeks ago, and you know, he's very happy with everything with the Cubs, and that's not a surprise, but he didn't address the contract situation. I do think the Cubs will make an attempt. Much more difficult. The Cubs do not have a history of big spending, considering their revenue, their market. As you guys know, their biggest deals were for Hayward and for Swanson in the $175 to $185 million range. This is going to be double that, at least, and probably more than that. So that's going to be tough for them to do. That's not something they're used to doing. And, you know, frankly, obviously, Hayward had that great speech in the World Series, so maybe they think it was worth it. But probably, you know, dollar for dollar, it's probably not a $184 million player for them. So, you know, the history of it isn't great with the Cubs, but they do have the money. So let's get it done.
Dansby Swanson has been playing better, almost living up to that contract, John, right, this year at the plate. And I think defensively, he's always been a Gold Glove caliber shortstop. But I wonder this, because of... You look at the Cubs, you look, they're 33-21, and they've done it without really two of their best pitchers. Justin Steele's been out for the entire season practically, and showed Imanaga almost for a month now. And they're patching things together because of this offense, which just doesn't stop. Do the Cubs at 33-21 with the 3-game lead in the Central surprise you, or are they meeting expectations?
I thought they would win this division. They are the best team in that division. They have a lot going for them. The Tucker deal was excellent, obviously, and I do think they have a very good manager and council. I did expect them to win the division, but for me, the tip-off was when they first 30 games they played, 20 of them were against the Diamondbacks, Padres, and Dodgers, who were at the time three of the best teams in the league. Now, since then, the Dodgers have had injuries. The Diamondbacks have fallen back over the Padres a little bit, but they are three excellent teams. And to have performed well against those teams and had a winning record and been in first place after that schedule, that looked pretty good, especially with what they had coming with a lot of games against Miami and teams like that. You had to feel good about it, and I give them credit, though, because obviously those pitching injuries are enormous. To lose Steele for the year, to lose Imanaga, who is their ace, you know, a lot of teams can't do that. The Dodgers obviously can. They got 14 guys on the IL, and they're in first place, so they can do that, but not that many teams can withstand that kind of hit, or those two kind of hits. So I give them credit. I do expect them to win this division. I think their offense is excellent. I don't think they're going to continue scoring six runs a game, but it is a very, very good offense. Suzuki, as you guys have been talking about, has performed outstanding. He's an all-star caliber, and PCA has been terrific. Tucker has been terrific. I don't think you get much more production out of the outfield than that. Swanson's doing better, as you said. Kelly was doing unbelievable. I don't think they're going to keep up the six run a game, but they are a very good offense and a very good team, and they should win that division going away.
Here locally, John, we're having a debate of if Pete Crow Armstrong or Caleb Williams is a bigger star in Chicago right now. I'm curious, from a national scale, is PCA one of the faces of the sport?
I think he might be. You know, I couldn't, when I saw him, and I knew the Mets were already regretting that trade, as I covered an all-star game. This is going back a few years now. I don't remember exactly which year, but not that long ago, I couldn't believe how slight a build he was. He's just a small guy. I'm like, this is the guy they're regretting. And he looked like he was about 12. He was probably 20 at the time, 19 or 20. I'm like, this is the guy they're regretting, so don't hire me as a scout. I can't do it. He's obviously a huge star, great personality. I interviewed him in spring training. It was a very positive interview. Quentin Berry had told me, this is, you know, he might be the best player ever or something, you know, kind of half tongue, half in cheek, but he was hitting .500 in spring training. He's a terrific personality. Don't let the blue hair fool you. A great guy. And in fact, when I was in the clubhouse looking for Tucker a few weeks ago, PCA came over and shook my hand. Very nice. He's a very polite, nice young man, and he's a huge star. I don't know if he's a bigger star than a football quarterback or Bears quarterback. I mean, it's hard for me to say that, but he's a big star in baseball, and as you've said, he's rightly an NL MVP candidate. If he's in the AL, I mean, as long as Judge doesn't get hurt, that race is probably over. But in the NL right now, you can still talk. I mean, Ohtani hasn't really taken off like he did last year. You can talk about other MVP candidates, and beyond Ohtani, I think you've got Tatis. You've got PCA. Tucker might find his way in there a little bit. You know, there are a few, but he's certainly in the top five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Speaking of things the Mets might regret, John, Adrian Hauser for the White Sox yesterday pitch his second straight start that he was really outstanding, and he became the first White Sox pitcher to throw at least six scoreless innings and permit three or fewer hits since Michael Kopech 3 years ago, and nobody saw this coming. They signed Adrian Hauser 2 weeks ago during the day and started him hours later during a rain delay start, and he was really good. The Mets let him go. The Rangers had him in AAA. He opted out before May 15th. The White Sox have plugged him in, and now he has been something nobody thought he could be, and that's been dependable. I know it's only two starts, but is he a guy that you think can sustain this? And if he does, would they flip him or keep him?
Well, I don't know if he's going to sustain this. What is his ERA? Zero? I don't know.
It's yeah, pretty it low. Is. Pretty good.
So I don't know if he can sustain that exactly, but I think he can be pretty good. I mean, I'm in New York. I saw him pitch. He was hitting 97 miles an hour. It's a little surprising because David Stearns is one of his big specialties that's really come to the fore as general manager of the Mets is getting these bargain pitchers. And this is a guy that he knew from Milwaukee, brought him in, got him for basically nothing, along with Tyrone Taylor, who's still on the team and doing fine work defensively, at least in the center field. So it's a little surprising that they gave up on him as quickly as they did, but nobody latched on to him quickly. As you mentioned, Texas didn't give him a job out of spring. So, you know, it's a bit of a surprise, but yeah, I mean, if he has a 2 or 3 ERA, he's going to be valuable at the deadline, and I don't think there's any question about that. There just aren't that many starting pitchers who are going to be out there. We thought that Sandy Alcantara was going to be number one, going to be the obvious number one pitcher traded, and he has been, you know, statistically maybe the worst starting pitcher in baseball. So I don't see how he gets traded unless he turns it around. And almost all the other guys that have been kind of speculated on or you know, Gausman and Bassett and Framber Valdez, Pablo Lopez. They're all on teams that are right around 500 or a little bit better. We'll wait to see what happens to these teams, but nobody's anxious to sell when 12 out of 30 teams are making the playoffs. You know, Hauser might be one of the better arms out there. Maybe the Mets trade for him. I don't know.
The White Sox, John, are only two games better than they were last year this time. What to you feels like the biggest difference? We just described them as sort of more watchable, more competitive. How would you describe them?
Yeah, I think that's fair. They're in the games, which is a step, but then the bigger step is to winning these games, right? You can't just sit there and say, well, you know, they're very close, competitive. It should be, only a matter of a few months or a year or two. They're still a ways away. I think we have to be fair about it. Certainly, their pitching is much better than it had been. But I think the question is that position players. I think you guys have alluded to this, too. I mean, who exactly among the position players is a slam dunk, above average, major league starting player? Not sure yet. I mean, obviously, a lot of them are very young, and maybe several of them will be that. Caro's been shown some signs. Mydroth has shown some signs. Certainly, they have guys in the minor leagues. Montgomery, both Montgomery's, Teal. Maybe Sosa. I don't know. Maybe Vargas. Maybe. But I got a lot of maybes on offense, and they don't have any Roman Anthony, any Jack Caglione, anybody who's, you know, you're going to say and they're going to be a star. I get, you know, there are very few players whose progress is obvious and linear, like Derek Jeter, who hit 350 at every level, started on opening day, hit a home run opening day, never looked back. You know, everybody's got a little bit of a hiccup here and there. We saw that with Shaw, not shocking. He's up now, doing much better offensively and even defensively. I'm not going to judge quickly, but I'm going to say that right now they've got, you know, seven or eight maybes in terms of position players, but no slam dunks. So they're to me, not that close. They're still a ways away. They've made progress, but I can say this since Mully's not there today, but I don't think we can look at the next year as a contender either.
Oh, no!
I'll whisper because Mully's probably listening.
Yeah, nobody's listening, John. Sorry. Talking with John Heyman from MLB Network and the New York Post. So, John, in the Cubs division, the Cardinals lurk. I don't know how they are only three games out, but they are, and I'm not sure how they're doing this, but they continue to, I think, just be there, kind of pesky. You don't know if they're ever going to go away. I thought it would be the Brewers, and it still probably may be the Brewers at the Cubs' heels. But how are the Cardinals doing this?
Well, they had what we all thought was a rebuild. They claimed it was a reset, and they proved that by not actually trading anybody. So it was kind of like a half-hearted rebuild. They're in an odd situation where they have a general manager who's been there for quite a while, very successful guy, and we thought they were trading Arenado and others, whether that be Sonny Gray or Fetty, whomever, and they did nothing. They let Kittredge go to the Orioles and signed for $10 million. They eventually signed Maton to replace him. So, I don't even think it was a reset. I think it was nothing. So, they were a 500 team last year. We probably shouldn't be shocked that they can be a 500 team again. One of the positives for them is, while the Dodgers have 14 pitchers on the IL, the White Sox have one, Thompson. That's it. So they've been lucky in terms of that. And, you know, they're probably what they were last year, which is an average team. Now, can an average team beat the Cubs? I'm going to be shocked if they do. Brewers shock me every year. They've got a ton of injuries. They still overperform. They'll probably overperform again. But, again, they're not going to be far over 500. I'll be shocked there as well. And Cubs should easily win 90 games, right? So I don't see this lasting for the Cardinals.
John, I think the back page of the Sun-Times today is 99, because I think they're on pace to win 99.
On pace for 99. Crazy.
99. Wow. Crazy. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Considering the schedule they've had, that's outstanding.
PCA is also going to hit 44 home runs. So make it that way you will.
You hear scouts talk about the fact that he's still – chasing some balls, and the pitchers are throwing him too many strikes. Now, I don't know if this is just scout talk, if there's something to this, but I'm wondering myself why they throw him strikes, because he does swing a lot, and maybe they'll make an adjustment. He'll need to make an adjustment, but he's a great athlete. He runs great. He obviously has big power. I mean, he even hit the ball hard last year when he was hitting 230 or whatever. I think he's a star. There's no question about it. I don't expect him to hit 40 home runs, but I'm not going to be shocked if he does.
Yeah, because that's a lot to ask, and I think everybody's sort of just happy with what he's doing now. But John, I have to ask you before we let you go. You start to look at the Cubs being on a 99 win pace, and you start to project into the playoffs and what they don't have. Starting pitching is always going to be a concern, but I think they might be okay there. The problem I think is they're going to encounter is at the back end of the bullpen. Who might be the first closer on the market? And I don't know. And I'm looking at the standings, and I'm looking at the A's, and they've kind of hit a skid, and they're in last place now in the AL West. They might be in the let's make a deal mode. But who do you think might be the first big name closer that we start to hear speculation surrounding?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I would have thought that it would be Helsley from the Cardinals, but they are, as you mentioned, over 500 now. So we'll see if they're really going to reset, rebuild, or do anything at any point. I'm not so sure. That one is obvious. I mean, you could look at Suarez from the Padres. Now, they've not playing quite as well as they were. I don't think they're going to sell. He was available in winter. He is a free agent after the year. Devin Williams, I mean, he's pitched much better in the last month with the Yankees, but he doesn't look completely comfortable with the Yankees. Would they trade him? Possibly. Josh Hader, Houston is around 500, so I don't think they're going to be a seller, but that is a possibility. Now, as far as Oakland goes, Mason Miller would be fantastic. guys like that are not traded one or 2 years into their deal. We just, saw the Pirates come out and say, no chance, no way, no how. Are they going to trade Skeens? Now, of course, Mason Miller's not Skeens, but, these teams, they don't like to signal that they're this far away, that they're not going to win within the next 4 or 5 years when Mason Miller is still a player. I do think he is more valuable to another team. I would be more apt to trade a closer. It's easy for me to say, but teams generally don't do that. If you could get Mason Miller, go ahead. He's outstanding.
John, thanks so much for your insight. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys. Have a great week.
John Heyman from the MLB Network and the New York Post talking Cubs, Sox, and everything else. Right now, you could be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. You can win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley at Credit Union One Amphitheater, June 14th, courtesy of Live Nation. Visit livenation.com. At Dierks Bentley, he can tell you how to get drunk on a plane and enjoy it. Credit Union One Amphitheater, June 14th, 312-540-0670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.